Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Akini Glasgow. I am a graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus, with a degree in International Relations and a minor in History. On this day, August 23, 1951, the Barbados Advocate reported on an important initiative launched for the blind in Barbados. The article observed that the Blind Training Center at Heard Memorial Hall on James Street opened on July 27, 1951 by the governor of the island was doing extremely well. The paper recognized some of the early pioneers in this move as Ms. Thelma Vaughan, the acting social welfare worker, and Mr. Victor Cobham of the Income Tax and Death Department. The training center was a pivotal initiative for the blind, and it was supported by public-spirited individuals who sent their home chairs, according to the advocate, to be re-rushed and recased by the blind trainees. Less than a month after its opening, the training center had received donations from six individuals amounting to $171.72. These private donations, according to the advocate, were backed by government and vestry contributions through the Poor Law Guardians, who provided aid for deaf children requiring training, an expensive procedure requiring children to be trained and boarded in Trinidad. 6 years later, Assistance for the Blind received a considerable boost when an Association for the Blind and Deaf was registered as a charity. Other associations would form, such as the Barbados Council of the Disabled in 1976 and the National United Society of the Blind, Barbados. While there is still much work to be done to ensure equal treatment for the blind, the Access to University Education by Craig Nurse and Carrie-Anne Eiffel at the end of the 20th century, to name a few, is a seminal accomplishment. Eiffel, in particular, proceeded to serve with distinction in the Senate, first as a deputy president and then as president. Signaling that no group should be left behind, in May 2022, the Central Bank of Barbados unveiled its new polymer banknotes with special features to enable persons with visual impairment to easily distinguish their money and thus provide them a measure of financial independence. The training center, given a good report in the Advocate on this day, August 23, 1951, has now been developed into a workshop for the blind in St. Paul's Avenue, St. Michael, and still conducts excellent work to enhance skills and provide opportunities for differently abled persons to progress in society.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.